It's our good friend Dan Klaskins to talk about fantasy football. He's the host of the Fantastics on Sirius XM Radio. And of course, he has the Get Sports Info podcast and ranker and writer for Pro Football Focus Fantasy. Dan, first question I want to ask you quick this morning. How many leagues are you in, and how many of those leagues are you in the playoffs?
Oh, man. If you just look at regular season-long leagues, I think I have 13 of them, and
wow.
There's two of them. Two of them. One of them is a dynasty league where, you know, I'm sort of tanking it on purpose by being honest. But, you know, now's the time, fellas.
Now's
the time. So we're doing some good things. I do have one 12-0 team still, so that that's not really easy to do. So we've had a pretty good season.
So here I'm going to ask you the first question. It's the obvious question. I more or less asked it last week, and since you're a Cincinnati man, the big one is A.J. Green. I know we don't know for sure if he's coming back. He has been practicing, but let's assume that he does come back. How much do you trust him, A, coming off the injury, and B, now with a new quarterback?
Well, it's hard to trust anything in Cincinnati right now related to the Bengals. I am fairly confident that A.J. Green will return to action this week. He was very close a week ago, and, you know, he's obviously been participating at a higher level in practice. That said, the change of quarterback with Jeff Driskel is a big X factor there. We really don't know how it's going to go. This week's matchup against the Broncos, probably a neutral matchup, not one that is just completely terrible, but not a great one either. So I'm treating A.J. Green more as a mid to back range wide receiver too at this point. I think my biggest concern around this offense is what's going on up front. The offensive line, one of the weakest units in the league coming into the season, and now it's been ravaged by injuries. The depth getting so desperate that they went back and picked up Andre Smith, who is completely washed up and was cut by the Cardinals just a couple days earlier. And he, apparently, the former first-round Bengal bust, looks like he could actually end up getting significant playing time this week. So Driskel is a question mark, but it's a concern behind that line. I think it's going to be a rough rest of the season ahead for this team.
Dan, let's talk about some more quarterbacks here, specifically two rookie quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson, who's been 2-0 so far in his two starts, has a good matchup this week against the Falcons. How about Baker Mayfield? Actually being one of the better quarterbacks the last few weeks, at least passer rating-wise, how far do those guys move up your rankings this week and going forward?
Well, I think Lamar Jackson obviously is an interesting character because, one, I mean, we don't even know if he's going to keep the job all season. I mean, Joe Flacco's coming back, maybe. I don't know. It's hard to take him off the field when he keeps winning. So I think his fantasy value is going to be tied around mostly what he does on the ground. And we've seen it the past couple weeks. Obviously, he's getting a lot of carries, and that's what makes him a dynamic player. But you look at what Baker Mayfield is doing, and that's where it's really become eye-opening. Of course, AFC Offensive Rookie of the Month. He was awarded yesterday. And you're talking about a guy now that has five straight weeks of multiple touchdown passes, seven TD passes over his last two. The attempts, not as much as you would like to see. You know, he was getting in the 40. He had three straight weeks of 40-plus attempts when he first took in the job. The last 2 weeks, he's only been in the 20s there. So a lot of that's been game flow. A lot of that's been Nick Chubb. But I think the future is bright for both these young guys.
Dan, this week we're going to be without two star running backs, at least in the fantasy world. Leonard Fournette with a suspension and then Melvin Gordon with his injury. Now we're talking about some of these backups. You have Austin Eckler from Los Angeles. What's his upside this week? And also, how are the Jaguars going to handle that running back group with Carlos Hyde and T.J. Yeldon and company?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, fellas. I've been watching football for decades now, thousands of games. I've seen a few fights during my time. I've never understood why guys in football fights punch guys with helmets on.
Right.
I never got that. Bonehead move of the week, number one. Bonehead move of the week, number two. The Chargers actually running Melvin Gordon out there, who was a game-time decision. They're up 28-10 in the third quarter, and they still got this injured back on the field when he suffers these injuries. So as for the situations, how they unfold, Austin Eckler is going to be a guy that he's going to win people fantasy titles down the stretch because the schedule's favorable at Pro Football Focus. He's our highest-graded running back, period. There's not a running back out there that's had a better offensive PFF grade this season than Austin Eckler. He's been more efficient than Melvin Gordon per touch over the past 2 years. Now he's going to get a lot of touches. So I've got him as a back-end RB1 this week. I think he could be a top-10 running back over the next 3 weeks. In terms of the Jaguar situation, we already know what it's going to look like because Leonard Fournette missed 6 weeks of action. So DJ Yeldon, Carlos Hyde are going to split it. If you're in a PPR league, Yeldon's probably a flex option. And Carlos Hyde is a very low floor potential bust, but a guy you can look at as maybe a back end RB2 in the absence of Fournette, who, since he's come back, has been a bell cow running back and a stud. So the owners that waited so patiently for him were rewarded. Now, here he is missing this week, but maybe they get into the playoffs and he'll be back for week 14.
Dan, we do have a question on Twitter this week. Eric needs to start two of these four players I'm going to list here below. Christian Kirk from the Cardinals, the two Charger wide receivers, Mike Williams and Tyrell Williams, or John Brown. You have to pick two of those four. Who do you like?
Ooh, that's some rough situations there. you know, I mean, John Brown, I think all the receivers in Baltimore have dropped significantly on my board with Lamar Jackson taking over quarterback because it's become more of a run offense. And so I'm definitely avoiding him. I'd say Kirk is in there because I'm not going to play two Chargers. And I think I like Williams, Tyrell Williams, a little over Mike Williams. Mike Williams got a lot of touchdowns, but it's pretty much all he's got. So he's too a little too TD dependent. But honestly, none of those receivers are in my top 40 this week, so I think he's in trouble.
Well, let's get back to then your top 40. Actually, your starters and sitters. Kind of run down the positions. Quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end. Who do you got that should start and who should sit? And please help me because I'm desperate to get into the advance of my playoffs.
Oh, man. Everybody is. I get so many of those questions this week. I got to win this week. Well, you know, I think I win every week. You know, it's not like my answers are going to be different than it was last week. But no, quarterback to spot, there's a lot to like this week. I really like Jared Goff coming back off the bye against Detroit. I think he's in for some big things. But Jameis Winston, you know, we continue to talk about the Bucs quarterback. And Tampa Bay quarterback has been a top 10 fantasy scorer in 7 of the 8 games where the same players played the entire game. So they get a Panthers team. They've allowed a TD pass on 22.3% of their possessions to the opposition. That's 30th in the league. So Winston, he's going to keep it rolling. I like him a lot. Quarterbacks I don't like, there's a few there, but I'm definitely going to throw your guy Chase Daniel in there. I know he looked all right on Thanksgiving, but I'm downgrading that whole offense. And, you know, bigger name quarterbacks, you know, there's not really a big guy out there, but Tom Brady, I think he's in a tough spot against the Vikings. So I'm a little down on him, actually benching him in one league where I have him this week. So, and I don't think everybody's going to have that luxury. At running back, we obviously talked about Austin Eckler as a guy I like, really liking what we're seeing from Josh Adams there in Philadelphia. I think, you know, players that I'm a little hesitant on, that whole Jacksonville situation is one that I'd like to avoid. And Adrian Peterson, I mean, this guy, we've seen a decrease in every single week. I don't think that's changing around. Get to the receiver spot, and that's where, you know, there's a lot of question marks, I think, for owners, especially that second, third, fourth receiver. But, man, I love me some Emmanuel Sanders this week up against that weak Bengals secondary. He's one of my favorite, you know, big guy performers this week. And how about Jarvis Landry? We talk about Baker Mayfield, how great he has been. Because, I mean, he's got just one AFC Offensive Rookie of the Month. We talked about his stats just a bit ago. But during that time, Jarvis Landry has fallen off the earth. I mean, 11 of catches on 17 targets over his past 3 weeks. I mean, he has not been involved. He's had 50 yards or less in 6 of the 8 starts by Mayfield. He's overrated is what he is. With Mayfield there at quarterback, I love me some Cameron Brate this week. I think he's going to get it done. Chris Herndon from the Jets, one of my favorite sleepers at tight end. And Jimmy Graham, I'll continue to toot the horn to bench him. Just 9 catches on 16 targets over his past 5 games. 1 touchdown over his past 7 games. And, oh, yeah, he's somehow playing with a broken hand or broken thumb and has this huge cast on his hand. So I think he's going to continue to disappoint.
Dan, one last question before we wrap up and let you go. Packers running back Aaron Jones, you know, he's moving up boards. He's playing well as of late, starting gaining momentum to the fantasy, I guess, perspective. But is he close to that tier one running back category, the elite running back category for you?
Well, I mean, when you talk tier one, I guess it's a, how big is your tier. I wouldn't put him in what I call tier one. What I would put him in is if we were a first round running back, I think he's a top 10 running back. And you know, if we were drafting right now, a 12-team league, I think he'd be going in somewhere in the back end of that first round. So I really like what I'm seeing from him. I think it's going to continue. And, I mean, the biggest question is why is it taking so long for Mike McCarthy to realize this is, I think, you know, what Packers fans are most frustrated about.
That's for sure. Being a Packer fan, that's been my biggest complaint among, well, actually, there's been many complaints, but that's been my biggest one. It's not recognizing his own talent. All right. Well, great stuff again, as always, Dan. We appreciate it. He's Dan Klaskins, host of the Fantastics on Sirius XM. You can hear him tomorrow. He's also got the Get Sports Info podcast, and you can find him also on Pro Football Focus Fantasy. Go to his Twitter account. It's at Dan Klaskins, C-L-A-S-G-E-N-S, for more information. I'm going to take everything you said, Dan, because I'm going to count on you to save me this week as the playoffs get going here.
We need it. We need it. We'll be back next week to talk playoffs.
There you go. Sounds good.